Hello everyone. Today I'm going to talk to you about a way of controlling your computer using a car remote. This is Debbie Norling from California, and the device I'm going to discuss is called the Key RF. That's spelled just like Key, Kilo Echo Yankee, and just like radio frequency, Romeo Foxtrot, KEYRF with the K and the R capitalized, all one word. The Key RF is made by L3 Systems. That's L as in Lima, the numeral 3, and the word systems. Their website is www.l3sys.com. That's L as in Lima, numeral 3, S as in Sierra, Y as in Yankee, S as in Sierra.com. The Key RF costs $150. I've had one for about 5 years. I believe they've been manufactured for about 7 years. Their purpose is to give people who do audiovisual presentations a way of controlling the computer without being nearby. So say you're doing a big PowerPoint presentation and you want to walk around the room and point at the screen with a light pen, or you even want to stand in the back of the room. Then you keep the Key RF remote in your pocket and you can control the computer paging back and forth through your slides or playing videos on demand. Why would a blind person want to use this device? Well, for a long time we've had these FM transmitters that we can hook up to the sound cards of our computers. And that lets us listen to MP3s or the Mosin explosion, or whatever we want in audio, except that it makes it rather complicated if you want to read your email with the computer or surf the web. You pretty much have to have a remote keyboard if you want to do something that involves active user input. Well, I found that that's not true with the Key RF. I was given a Key RF for Christmas 5 years ago, and I use it all the time with my computer. In those days, there wasn't a USB version. You had to have keyboard ports. But I had a PS2 port, and I bought an adapter, and I had the Key RF plugged in and was able to control my computer by just scanning the manual the first afternoon after I got it. I discovered that I could keep the remote in my pocket and work in my kitchen and get my hands all dirty and still surf the web on my computer. I could throw it into a Ziploc bag and into my pocket and take it out in the garden and get muddy and water my plants, and I could still read my email on my computer. Now let me tell you a little bit about how it works so you can have a better understanding of this. The Key RF consists of two parts. The first part is the car remote that you keep in your pocket. As far as we can tell, taking it apart and looking at it very closely, that's all it is, a car remote. It's a two-button car remote, though nowadays you can also buy a four-button model from L3 Systems. The car remote uses a standard 12-volt car remote battery. There's a model number for it and such, but it's exactly the same sort of battery you put into a standard remote control for unlocking your car. There's also a little keychain hole on it so that you can put it on a wrist strap or something. I do have a little wrist coil on mine so I can throw it either in my pocket or keep it on my wrist to push the buttons. It's only about an inch long and a half an inch wide. That's the first part of the device. The second part of the device is the receiver. Now remember, the car remote is the transmitter because you're pushing the button and that's transmitting. The receiver fits between your computer and your keyboard, and it steals power from the keyboard port of your computer. It is about 3 inches long, 2 inches wide, and 2 inches thick. It's just a little box. Inside it, of course, is a circuit board. On either end of the receiver is a keyboard port. Mine has the AT-style keyboard ports, but the modern ones have PS2 style ports or USB ports. The USB model is $175 as opposed to $150 for the PS2 style one. On the top of the little receiver unit is a standard whip antenna. It's a telescoping antenna, and when you extend it, it's about 3 feet long. You connect this to your computer with one of those keyboard extension cables. So basically you plug the keyboard extension cable into the computer, you plug the Key RF into that, And you plug the keyboard, with its cable, of course, directly into the other end of the key RF. Therefore, it's always standing between your computer and your keyboard, and that is the secret of its simplicity. You control this thing with absolutely no software. That's right, it's operating system independent. I've used it with all versions of Windows, 95, 98, all the way up through XP. And I've also used it with Linux. I understand you can use it with Macintoshes and FreeBSD as well. The way that it achieves this is by using just the firmware inside the receiver to handle everything. How do you program the keys? Well, that's really easy too. But let me first talk about how you get key combinations out of only two buttons. The two buttons give you five key combinations. There's a left button and a right button. The left button, of course, is your first key. The right button is your second key. The left and right button pushed together are your third key. If you hold the left while you tap the right, that's your fourth key. And if you hold the right while you tap the left, that's your fifth key. The way you program these keys is so simple, it's just amazing. You have to use something like Notepad or a Bash prompt or Command Com, anything basically that doesn't care if its screen gets messed up and lets you kind of pound on the keyboard. If you had a little two-year-old coming over and you had to put them in some application where they could pound on the keyboard, it's the same application you want to be using when you program the key RF. What happens is you hit the left shift key and then the right shift key, and then the left shift key and the right shift key. So you're sitting there going left, right, left, right, left, right. And on the 10th key press, a menu pops up. This menu looks a lot like one of those BBS style menus from the old DOS days. So if you've ever done BBSs or packet radio, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's a single line menu that has commands in parentheses. So it says something like L left paren EFT right paren, R left paren IGHT right paren, Q left paren UIT right paren. The idea is that the first letter of the choice is what you press to activate the choice. So let's talk about how you program the buttons now. There are several other choices on the menu, some of them for configuring the base address of the receiver and stuff like that. But mostly you don't need to change any of the configurations unless you have a room with a variety of people all doing PowerPoint presentations at the same time. An unlikely situation for most blind users, since it's usually just you and your key RF at home. To program a button, let's suppose we wanted to program both keys together to be insert down arrow. Now in JAWS, I use insert down arrow to read a long slew of things. For example, I want to read from the cursor down to the end of a web page or down to the end of a document I'm proofreading. So insert down arrow is a key combination I use all the time for continuous reading. Insert down arrow is, by the way, one of those hidden key combinations that many pieces of keyboard software don't see. But the key RF does, because it's below the operating system level, because it sits between your computer and your keyboard. When you press both buttons on the key RF, and if you've programmed them to be insert down arrow, as far as your computer is concerned, you just pressed insert down arrow. So here's how you do it. You've got this little menu popped up in your screen, and you're going to do B for both. And then immediately, you're able to type the keystrokes for the both button combination. So you hold down insert, and you hit down arrow. And then to terminate the sequence, you hit the right shift key. So the right shift key is the only key on your keyboard that you cannot program. Let me give you another example. Let's suppose you wanted to program the left button to hit F1. Not likely, but suppose you wanted to do it. What you would do is you would, since L is one of the choices on the menu for left, you would hit L, and then you would carefully hit the F1 key, and then you would hit the right shift key to terminate the sequence. So the menu has a choice for the left button, the right button, B for both buttons pushed together, and then two other choices, one for holding down the left while you tap the right, and one for holding down the right while you tap the left. And that's how you program all five key combinations into the thing. It just takes a couple of seconds, so if you decide, say, that you need a particular key a lot and you don't need another key, you can come back into your house from wherever you were working outside and fix that. I discovered, for example, that I rarely needed the end key, but I frequently needed the home key. That I rarely needed the page up key, but that I often needed the page down key, because typically you're moving forward through things and not backward so much. At one point I had programmed the left arrow to be on the left button and discovered I hardly ever needed it. But I find that depending on what application I'm going to use for the day, I'm constantly shifting around which buttons I program. And that's no big deal because I can just pop in a notepad and change the configuration. Well, I think that's about all I have to say about the QRF because it's so darn simple. But again, the website is www.l3sys.com. Larry, thanks for letting me talk to everyone today.